Belinda presents this unabridged recording of All Fall Down, written by Matthew Condon and read by David Tredinnick. In the early 1980s, Commissioner Lewis wasn't the only one playing the property market. Jack Herbert, the English-born former licensing branch policeman, inline machine salesman and now chief bagman for corrupt police, was buying and selling with aplomb, everything from inner-city apartments to industrial warehouses. The cunning Herbert, maestro of the joke and recipient of hundreds of thousands of dollars of protection money from growing sources, used real estate transactions to wash his illegal monies. By 1983, according to Herbert, bribes received from prostitution and illegal gambling totaled around $45,250 per month. He alleged Lewis was taking in $6,500 a month, while Herbert himself was pocketing $9,679. Something had to be done about the accumulation of black cash. Most of the deals involved some sort of scam, Herbert said in his memoir, The Bagman. Herbert had been dabbling in property since 1970, when he bought his first house at 105 Kirkland Avenue, Corporoo. This was followed in 1974 by Unit 27 at the Dunes, on the Esplanade at Surfers Paradise. In 1976, the Herberts picked up another house and an adjoining block of land at 69 Atlantic Drive, Logan Home, before purchasing the unit he and his family would move into at 49 Laidlaw Parade, East Brisbane. In the early 1980s, they bought houses in Dutton Park and Daisy Hill, and in February 1982, purchased two blocks in an industrial estate at 22 Devlin Street, Mansfield, south of the CBD, off a friend who was managing the properties. A bodgy contract was drawn up and Herbert signed. The friend referred to the land as the Black and White Estate, because so many people were using it to launder illegal money. Herbert also bought Unit 2 of the South Bank Apartments at 10 Lower River Terrace, South Brisbane, which had splendid views of the Captain Cook Bridge and the Brisbane CBD. Herbert told the estate agent he was in the pinball machine business and had a lot of money he didn't want to be taxed on. He asked if he could use some black money for the purchase. He wasn't knocked back. In the end, Herbert said he washed about $270,000 through the property market. He claimed he never discussed money with Commissioner Terry Lewis. "He wasn't a gambling man," said Herbert. "He didn't bet on the horses or the trots or the greyhounds. Strange as it sounds, we split more than $1 million between us and never discussed what we were doing with it. That's how it was with Terry. We had been doing business since the 1960s, but I never asked how he disposed of his share." Herbert was accumulating so much cash he quite literally didn't know what to do with it. He stashed it around his home. He created secret cavities in walls. He had cemented bundles of it inside Besser bricks. Jack Herbert couldn't spend his money fast enough. And it was exactly how he liked it.